Wider Alliance is all of Jesus for all the world. And we played this song because this weekend is our missions conference, or this upcoming weekend will be, which is why we have all of our flags up as a reminder. So we have a lot of exciting stuff coming. We have, am I allowed to say his name? B, coming from a creative access country, and we're really excited to have him here. I've had the opportunity to hear him speak before, and he's an awesome speaker, and he has awesome stories, and he's doing great things for the Lord. So if you have a bulletin, you will see all of the details of our weekend that are coming up. I will just ask if you're able to join us on Friday night to have dinner, some fellowship together, and hear a little bit from B. Would you please sign up outside? There is a sign up in the entryway, and afterwards I will be outside holding on to that just as a little reminder for you guys so you don't forget. In addition to that, B will be joining us for the Alliance Men's Breakfast. So if you are a man and you like breakfast and you like missions, I highly suggest coming. I think Don will actually be outside as well holding on to that sign-up sheet just so we can make sure that we have enough food for everybody. But if throughout the week you decide you want to come and didn't sign up, feel free to reach out. Feel free to just come. But it would be very helpful if we could get your names down. And then on Sunday morning, we will, of course, get to hear more from him. Oh, and Saturday night, we will have an event at the Rock of Ages Church. So if you're not available Friday night, there is an option Saturday night, but it would probably be a little bit further of a drive for you. And there is all that information in your bulletins. And so I will hand over the rest of the announcements. Oh, and this is the last day. This is the last day for our gift cards. So, you know, we have been raising gift cards for needy families in the school district. Our goal is 2,100, and we're getting up there towards that, and this is the last day to turn them in. So if you have gift cards, please turn them in today. If you would like to donate cash, please give that today, and we will be gathering that up to give to the school on Wednesday. If you had any other questions about that, feel free to grab me and chat with me. And now I will hand over the announcements to Pastor Mark.
Thank you very much, Mary. We look forward to Missions Conference next week. A number of other announcements are in your bulletin. A couple to highlight. Just a reminder, this evening, 6 o'clock, Focus Prayer Meeting. Focus and Prayer Meeting, Focus Youth Group and Prayer Meeting at 6 o'clock. Offering in the back of both here in the sanctuary and in the entry, or in the overflow and the entryway, as well as online. Appreciate your faithfulness in that. Following the service today is our annual congregational meeting. And so members are strongly urged to stick around for that time, but all would be invited to attend that time following the service. There are annual reports back on the table in the entry, or here, as well as up in the overflow also. Just to save the date for you, December the 5th. So we got a lot of eating opportunities and fellowship opportunities this week coming. We're going to have another eating and fellowship opportunity on the first Sunday of December, Sunday, December 5th. Following the service, we will be having a time to be able to fellowship together, have a meal together. The church is going to provide some pasta, and then we'll be asking that if you're interested in coming, that you might bring some kind of side salad, pasta salad, something like that, or a dessert. So church will take care of the main course, and then we're asking folks just to kind of fill in the gaps a little bit to complete the meal. That'll be following the service on December the 5th. And then after the meal, we got a twofold kind of thing. December is Christmas coming, and so we will be having an opportunity to decorate around the church for that time following that. And families during that time also will be having an event together where they will be decorating gingerbread houses and spending that time together. So lots to be sharing in that day. There will be no prayer meeting. There will be no youth group that night. That'll be our day together. Morning worship, stay for lunch, Christmas decorating, families, gingerbread house competition. It'll be a great time. So next week, we will have sign-up sheets for that, but save the date. Put it on your calendar. It's before December gets wild and crazy. We want to get it right at the beginning, have that fellowship time for Christmas. So put that on the calendar. All right, lots of other announcements in your bulletin. Please be aware of all of those. And let's have a word of prayer. And then the worship team can come and lead us this morning. Oh, Father, thank you for all the things that we have before us. Thank you for the chance next week to celebrate what you're doing and to hear what you're doing, to be challenged to be involved in prayer and giving and sending and going with what you're doing internationally. Father, thank you for that. Thank you for the doors you're opening to our community ministry-wise and for gift cards and opportunities to bless our community in other ways ministry-wise here locally. Thank you for these things you're bringing to us. Thank you for the privilege that you've given to us this morning to come and to gather and to enter into your presence, to enter your courts with praise and thanksgiving and celebration and to worship and exalt your great name. Father, we recognize that all of this that you have given to us and we have opportunity to step in is because you have come to us first. And so we respond in all of these ways because you have come to us. And it's with that expectation, because you have already come, we anticipate that you will come to meet us this morning. You're already here, but you will meet us as we come with anticipation and expectation. And we say, Lord, have your way. We expect. We ask that you would determine what is done. We pray, Father, that your great name would be glorified and praised above every name this morning. We love you. We worship you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen.
Amen. Good morning. You will please rise and join us in worship. I'm super excited about worship today. I mean, I am every day, but we've been praying extra this morning for God to just reveal his manifest presence to us and to just encounter him. Because when we encounter Jesus with true worship, we will be changed and transformed. And that is my prayer for us this morning. And I fully trust and believe that Jesus will answer that prayer whenever we ask that. So when we go into this first song of worship together, this is a celebratory praise that there is power in the blood of Jesus over everything that you're facing in this life. He is more powerful, and that is who we have within us, and that is who is here with us today, and that is who we get to praise this morning. So let's praise our amazing Jesus together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would do service for Jesus, your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. In the precious blood of the Lamb. In the precious blood of the Lamb.
Are you experiencing that power in your life this morning? All right. If not, that's bad news. But the good news is you came to the right place because you can experience the love of God this morning. You can accept Jesus in your heart. You can receive healing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're just grateful to be together once again and in church and just worshiping, Lord. We pray that our worship would be a sweet fragrance unto you, that you would receive our worship, and you would just touch us, Lord. If there's anyone here that doesn't know you, that they could begin to experience the power and the cleansing of the blood in their life. For there's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. We thank you for the stripes that you've taken for us, and the sick among us, we pray that you would touch them this morning and bring healing to them. We ask this all in Jesus' name.
I want to sing that chorus one more time, and this time, can we sing it almost like prophetically over, you know, if there was anything on your mind, like coming in this morning, or while you were singing that song, like praise is our weapon, and so we can be singing against, like whatever is coming against us, whatever is going against Jesus, we can sing against that there is power in the blood of the Lamb. So let's sing that just a couple more times before moving on.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. In the precious blood of the Lamb. In the precious blood of the
straight.
that you alone are high above it all. For you, my God, you're greater still, and no sky can taint, no doubt or strange. All you are, the greatness of our God. I spend my life to know.
Heavenly Father God, we acknowledge that you are above all, Lord. You are sovereign, you are powerful and holy, and there is nothing that can stand against you. There is nothing that can stand against your power or against your love. We ask this morning, Jesus, that you would give us eyes to see more of who you are. And Lord, we trust that that in and of itself, just seeing you and experiencing you, would be enough to still our anxious hearts. It would be enough to give us faith over fear. Lord, would you touch us in a special way this morning, God, releasing us of the chains that hold us down, God. Would you take them one by one, Lord? We acknowledge that there is nothing that could ever separate us from your love. And so, Jesus, we fully entrust you, God, with our lives, with everything. And so we seek you this morning together, God, remembering the promises that you have made to your church and to your people, and believing, God, that you are good to your word, that you are good to your promises. And so we won't lose heart, Jesus. We place our faith in you. Amen.
Faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn. When you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting, same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. God, from age to age, though the earth may pass away, your word remains the same. Your history can prove there's nothing you can't do. You're faithful and true. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn. When you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting, same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. Thank you.
Father.
Father in heaven, we praise your name. We praise you, Lord. Your name is above every name. Jesus, all power and authority is in your name. There is no one and no thing that can stand against the power and authority of your name. Your name is the beautiful one. Your name is the glorious one. Your name we exalt and lift up together. And we declare in this place together that there is no other name that we hold to but the name of Jesus. And Father, we praise you as the one who is the promise maker and the promise keeper. And we this morning contend for the promises that you have made to come to fruition. We contend for those promises to come to fruition that you have made to this church. In the name of Jesus, we contend for them. We contend, Father, for the promises that you have made to individual lives in the sheep of your pasture here. We contend for those promises that you have been made to come to fruition in the name of Jesus. We contend for the promises that you have made and the intentions that you have for marriages and for children, Father, for families. From the youngest to the oldest, Father, we contend for the promises that you have made to come to fulfillment. And we praise you as the one who always does what you say you're going to do. And so, Father, it is with that confidence that we come to your word this morning and that we stand in the strong name of Jesus. We would command every voice that would come against the voice of the Holy Spirit, that would come against the knowledge of Jesus, to silence, to step aside and to allow clarity of thought, clarity of understanding, and the binding of every distraction in the name of Jesus. Here and for the children in the nursery and in children's church, we declare it in the name of Jesus. And we will look forward, Father, to what you have in store for us. For great is your faithfulness, O God. We praise you. And all God's people said together, Amen. Amen.